RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome back in our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Today's edition will bring you the Kaleidoscope, the summary event that occurred from July until December 2016. We bring only for you listener, happy listening. Next, we continue to the month of July. On Friday, July the 1st, the Indonesian government asked the Philippines government to release 7 Indonesian crews of 001 Charlie and Robbie 152 tugboats. They were taken hostage when sailing through Sulu Sea, South Philippines on June 20. Vice President Yusuf Kala said in Jakarta that if there was no solution, the last way out is certainly through military force with an agreement with the Philippines government. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister of Politics, Legal and Security Affairs, Luhut Panjaitan, said that based on talks between the Indonesian and the Philippines ministers, the two parties trusted the effort to release the hostages to the new Philippines government under the leadership of Rodrigo Duterte. On the celebration of Eid al-Fitri on Wednesday, July 6, the Indonesian President Joko Widodo and First Lady performed Eid prayer 1437 Hijriah at Padang Grand Mosque, West Sumatra. On the same day, around 2,000 Indonesian citizens in Egypt attended the celebration of Eid al-Fitri at the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo. The Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, said in his speech after Eid al-Prayer that the togetherness of Indonesian citizens in the celebration of Eid al-Fitri healed the longing for the motherland.
Kita semua berada di sini untuk merayakan Lebaran di negeri orang, di luar negeri.
We are all here to celebrate Lebaran abroad. We are abroad for certain reasons. The reasons that make us to celebrate Lebaran abroad, far from our hometown, far from our family in the motherland. However, we hope that our presence here, our togetherness in Egypt, may heal our longing for our family in Indonesia.
Dengan para kerabat dan handetolan kita di tanah air.
On Saturday, July 9, in the name of the government, the Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo apologized for the service in Lebaran Eid Homecoming 2016, particularly in the long traffic jam disaster in Brebes, Central Java, which claimed 18 lives. Brebes Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency announced the cause of the disaster. It was because of accident and too much breathing up mucosa, CO2 toxic from vehicle's air conditioner. Amid the effort of searching and release 7 crews of 001 Charlie tugboat, 3 Indonesian citizens who work in the Malaysian flagships were abducted by a gang group. The Indonesian embassy in Malaysia continued to coordinate with the Malaysian and the Philippines government to assure the position and the situation of the 3 Indonesian citizens abducted by the Philippines militant group Abu Sayyaf on the waters in the east of Malaysia, Lahad Datu, Sabah, on Saturday evening, July 9. Abu Sayyaf group asked for a ransom worth 200 million peso. On July 15, The Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed condolence on his Twitter account to the victims of attack in Nice, France, Thursday, July 14th local time. The President said that the attack in France, which left at least 80 people dead and 100 people injured, was really cruel. On the same date, President Joko Widodo invited all Indonesian citizens to participate in SIS tax amnesty program. Besides giving benefit to taxpayers, tax amnesty is expected to give positive effects to the economy in a larger scope, including financial system liquidity, infrastructure development, and economic growth. On July 17th, the Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla emphasized the importance of terrorism handling and the causes. He made a statement in the 11th Asia-Europe meeting, ASEM Summit, in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. His statement was supported by several ASEM country leaders. On July 25, Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened the third session of the Preparatory Committee of the Third United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, Habitat 3, in Surabaya, East Java. It was participated in by 193 UN member countries. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Kaleidoscope 2016. We continue to the month of August 2016. On August 2nd, the Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum in Jakarta. WIEF, or World Islamic Economic Forum, which was held on August 2nd to 4th, 2016, was participated in by about 2,500 delegates from 69 countries and 152 invitees, including world leaders, 51 forum speakers, 55 complementary program speakers, and 16 business exchange agents. Still on the same day, defense ministers from Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines met in Nusa Dua, Bali, to discuss safety in the maritime area of Sulu Sea, which shares a border with the three countries. On August 11, President Joko Widodo opened the third Congress of the Association of Constitutional Court and Equivalent Institutions of Asia in Nusa Dua, Bali, which was participated in by 80 international delegates and 160 delegates from all over Indonesia. President Joko Widodo is sure that the Congress produces breakthrough for the development of constitutionalism, democracy, and the civilization of constitution, as well as law enforcement, which brings welfare, safety, and justice. On August 16th, in the annual meeting of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly in Jakarta, President Joko Widodo reminded that, at the moment, Indonesia is in the competition era between countries. To win the competition and become a winning nation, President Joko Widodo invited ministries and state institutions to break the comfort zone.
Kita harus berani keluar dari zona nyaman. Kita harus kreatif, harus optimis.
We should be brave to break the comfort zone. We should be creative, going hand in hand and making breakthrough. We do it all to accelerate national development and increase competing power as a nation. Without bravery to break the comfort zone, we will be trapped in poverty, unemployment, disparity, and social gap. The Indonesian ambassador to Russia, Wahid Supriyadi, said on August 17 that Russia, which built its first Muslim mall in Moscow, offer special land for Indonesian restaurants in the mall, which is opened around Muslim settlement in Moscow. There are around 20 million Muslims live in Russia and spread all over Russia, including the capital city of Moscow. We even have been over 300 meters square land and 180 meters square land for our goods in the first Muslim mall in Russia. We have been approached. We get discount because we are considered as the biggest Muslim country in the world. On Tuesday, August 30, To commemorate the 25th anniversary of the setting of Borobudur and Prambanan Temple as the World Heritage Site by UNESCO, the Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry held an event themed Love or Lost. Director of Cultural Heritage and Diplomacy at the Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry, Najamuddin Ramli, said in Jakarta that this program was aimed at building love for the world heritage and cultural reserves among young generations.
Oleh karena itu pada kegiatan 25 tahun Borobudur.
Therefore, in the 25th anniversary of Borobudur and Prambanan, as well as Sangiran site, said as the World Heritage Site, we involve youth. We hope through this multimedia we can raise the awareness of the importance of the World Heritage. It says we do not want that in the end of the 21st century, Borobudur will be disappeared, Prambanan will be disappeared. We do not want our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, only read the history without seeing the objects. You are still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Kaleidoscope 2016. We continue with some important events in September 2016. On September the 1st, Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a courtesy call of the Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Maxima Zorgita Cheruti, the United Nations Secretary General Special Advocate for Inclusive Finance for Development at the State Palace, Jakarta. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo asked Queen Maxima to make coordination both with the UN and the World Bank to support Indonesia to develop its financial inclusion faster. On September 3rd, during a dialogue with Indonesian diaspora in Shanghai, Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked all Indonesian people in China to campaign and promote Indonesian tourism. On the same day, President Joko Widodo as a keynote speaker at the second session of the G20 summit in Hangzhou International Expo Center, China, said Indonesia encouraged and supported the implementation of policy on exchange of financial information between countries for tax purposes. Indonesia also supported the establishment of the fair and transparent international tax system to increase the income of developing countries. On September 7, President Joko Widodo attended a closed meeting with the 9 ASEAN leaders on the second day of 28th and 29th Asian Summit and related summits at the National Convention Center Vientiane, Laos. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in Vientiane explained, in accordance with the tradition, in the closed meeting, every head of state, head of government of ASEAN countries would respectively present their views. The Indonesian government regretted the nuclear test conducted by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on September 9, which was not in line with the spirit of creating peace and stability in the region and the world. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in a press release received by RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia said today, September 10, asserted that nuclear tests were contrary to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and the spirit in the agreement. Indonesia urged North Korea to fully comply with its international obligations, including implementing the relevant resolutions of the United Nations Security Council. On September 11, 2016, Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, celebrated its 71st anniversary. The existence of RRI should be optimized to provide information services to the public. It was said by Minister of Communication and Information, Rudiantara, after attending the celebration of 71st anniversary of RRI at Auditorium Abdul Rahman Saleh, RRI Jakarta, on Sunday, September 11. To media, he said that RRI should be able to face increasing complex challenges. The challenges are not only the competition with other media, but also social media, which have been used by many people.
peran RRI ini akan menjadi semakin penting.
RRI plays a more important role related to the change or dynamics that are currently happening in the world of communication. We see from the media such as printed and electronic media, RRI must compete not only with other radios, but also online media, social media, etc. Therefore, the challenge is very huge, and it must become the main concern of RRI. On September 19, Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala before the UN Secretary General and a number of the world's heads of state and government at the UN headquarters New York said that the international community should cooperate more closely in order to address the human tragedy experienced by migrants. Even though Indonesia is not part of a country in the Convention on Refugee Status in 1951, it consistently provides humanitarian aid for the refugees. Currently, there are nearly 14,000 refugees from various countries in Indonesia. ASEAN launched regional review on laws, policies, and practices within ASEAN relating to the identification, management, and treatment of victims of trafficking, especially women and children, on Wednesday, September 28, 2016, in Jakarta. This document provides a description and assessment of laws, policies, and practices within the ASEAN region related to trafficking in persons, with a particular focus on the identification, management, and treatment of victims of trafficking in persons, especially women and children. Representative of Indonesia for ASEAN Intergovernmental Commission on Human Rights, Dina Wisnu, said, "The number of human trafficking in the world is increasing. Therefore, there should be a legal guide and implementation for victims of human trafficking in ASEAN countries."
I see this document as very important to the work of ASEAN, and it will be used as our reference in addressing the victims of trafficking in person in our region. We very much welcome the victim-based approach.
On September 30, Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs, Kofifa Indar Parawansa in Jakarta said, the 9th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting on Social Welfare and Development, namely Japan, China, and South Korea, produced 12 points of agreement. The agreements are, among others, strengthening social welfare among the ASEAN member countries, cooperation among ASEAN plus 3 countries. It plans to hold similar meetings in Laos in 2019. We continue with events in October. On October 2, 2016, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his wish on the Islamic New Year to all Muslim community in the country. President Joko Widodo urged all sectors of society to use the momentum of the Islamic New Year 1438 Hijriah for self-introspection. President Joko Widodo on October 6 in Natuna, Riau Island Province, Sumatra said, Indonesia, in addition to strengthening the economy in the border region, Natuna will also strengthen defense and security. Indonesia will build 6 bases in the Natuna, Riau Islands for the Army, Navy, and Air Fleets. Furthermore, on October 13, 2016, World Culture Forum 2016 was officially opened by the former Indonesian President Megawati Sukarnoputri on Thursday in Nusa Dua, Bali. In her speech, Megawati called on all participants to share the spirit of mutual cooperation owned by the Indonesian people. She said that mutual cooperation could be run in sharing thoughts and ideas in an effort to form a national identity. She said the culture will provide enlightenment in facing the challenges of the development.
Melalui forum kebudayaan dunia ini, saya mengajak Anda semua untuk berurun rembuk, bergotong royong.
In this World Culture Forum, I invite you all to discuss, share thoughts and ideas, how the tradition and culture had formed national identity, especially in the turn of modernity, globalization, and free market. The rise of culture can bring enlightenment and, at the same time, wave of change that is human, full of solidarity and social justice, based on respect for nature and ecosystem. On October 14th, after a series of activities and meetings, World Culture Forum 2016 issued on Thursday a Bali Declaration on Commitment of Participants to Strengthen Sustainable Culture Development. Chairman of World Culture Forum's committee, Ananto Kusumaseta, when reading the Bali Declaration script, said that Bali Declaration recalled Bali promises as a result of World Culture Forum 2013 that highlighted culture as a dimension of sustainable development. He also stated that World Culture Forum would be permanent fundamental to promote culture in sustainable development.
Reiterating the World Cultural Forum as a permanent platform for promoting the role of culture in sustainable development and the safeguarding the culture in linguistic diversity humanity.
On October 24, the General Assembly of the 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union in Nusa Dua, Bali was officially opened on Monday, October 24, 2016. In the opening ceremony, the President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia, M. Rohanuddin, invited all world's broadcasters, both radio and television media, to voice the world's peace.
Jadi Indonesia memiliki pengalaman panjang dalam kebersamaan.
Indonesia has a long experience in togetherness. RRI continues to voice the alignment to the country and to the construction of national identity that every individual has relationship to the nation. Thus, through this forum, I invite all broadcasters from radio and television in the world to join, concern, and voice the world peace. Broadcasting media such as radio and television has a very powerful power to promote the world peace. Radio Republik Indonesia RRI has become Indonesia's representative to be confirmed as the Admin Council Members Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU. RRI was elected to become an Administrative Council member with 16 members of ABU Broadcast Media. President Director of RRI Muhammad Rohanuddin in Nusa Dua, Bali, Tuesday, October 25th, said the election of the board members as an administrative member was a new history for Indonesia in the ABU membership. According to him, it is very prestigious because Indonesia, especially RRI, will be able to align themselves with other broadcasting media in the world.
Ya, ini untuk yang pertama kalinya RRI Indonesia terpilih sebagai Administrative Council.
Yes, this is the first time RRI Indonesia is chosen as the Administrative Council, a prestigious place for Indonesia. It is hoped that RRI will be able to carry the good name of Indonesia to the broadcasting media around the world, so that Indonesia, along with radio broadcasting in Asia Pacific, can stand together, united together, to build a peaceful world.
Bersatu secara bersama untuk membangun dunia yang damai.
On October 27, some 15 Asian countries, namely Singapore, Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, Brunei Darussalam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, China, Japan, South Korea, East Timor, Australia, and Indonesia, participated in the ASEAN Flower Festival in Lembang, West Bandung Regency, West Java Province. The activity was an effort of active participation movement to build new tourism destinations as well as boosting the economy of farmers and communities. Still on the same day, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi opened the 16th Council of Ministers of the Indian Ocean Rim Association AYURA in Nusa Dua, Bali. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi said that AYURA Forum is strategic media in effort to face challenges which hit countries in the region. She also said that Indonesia, as the chairman of AYURA, holds all effort to strengthen AYURA's organization by increasing cooperation among members and expanding cooperation relationship with the partners.
Indonesia believes that AYURA is strategically placed to help our region in meeting today's challenges. It is for this reason that under Indonesia chairmanship, we are pursuing efforts to strengthen the organization, enhance cooperation among its members, and broaden our external engagement with partners.
You are still with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Kaleidoscope 2016. We continue with some important events in November 2016. On November 1, Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 6th World Peace Forum, which addressed the fight against extremism at the State Palace, Jakarta. The World Peace Forum was held in Jakarta from the 1st to 4th November 2016 and involved 200 delegates from Indonesia and foreign countries. On November 3rd, Vice President Yusuf Kala officially opened the Indo-Defense Exhibition 2016 at G-Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta. The defense exhibition lasted from November 2nd to 5th, 2016. The Indo-Defense Exhibition 2016 was attended by 844 participants from 573 foreign companies and 271 domestic companies. They showed off defense and security products with cutting-edge technology. On November 7, Vice President Yusuf Kala opened the 85th General Assembly of the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, in Nusa Dua, Badung, Regency, Bali. The Interpol General Assembly, which took place from 7 to 10 November 2016, was participated in by 190 Interpol member countries with a total of 1,200 representatives. Three programs which became priorities in the discussion session were cybercrime, terrorism, and organized crime. On November 8, Commissioner of the European Union Phil Hogan opened European Union-Indonesia Business Dialogue 2016 in Jakarta. The Business Dialogue presented policymakers and business players from Europe and Indonesia to exchange views on development of trade relations in framework of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA. The European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, Phil Hogan, said the business dialogue becomes a milestone in the negotiation to formulate the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement.
Indonesia is a key partner of the European Union, and CEPA will open the door to a combined market of more than 750 million people. In relation to agriculture and food, the potential is great. Between 2011 and 2015, the Indonesian agri-food market increased by 57%. There is a growing consumer population here, estimated at 45 million Indonesians today, which is expected to rise to 135 million by 2030.
Still in November, on the 20th of November, Vice President Yusuf Kala in the consultation forum among 21 economic leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC in Lima, Peru said trade, investment, and connectivity are the keys to the economic growth in Asia-Pacific. Therefore, it must be supported by an open and inclusive policy. On November 23, Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara in the 16th ASEAN Telecommunications and Information Technology Ministers meeting in Brunei Darussalam invites ASEAN member countries to be committed and collaborate to drive innovation in the digital economy by utilizing information and communication technology. The ASEAN Telecommunications and Information Technology Ministers meeting in 2017 will be held in Cambodia. Indonesia itself is planned to host the meeting in 2018. On November 25, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the 8th Ministerial Meeting of MICTA, Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia in Sydney, Australia said that Indonesian government encourages member states MICTA to contribute to world peace by dispatching peacekeeping force of the United Nations. The minister also stressed the importance of changing the approach of UN peacekeepers from being reactive to being preventive. You are still with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Kaleidoscope 2016. We continue with some important events in December 2016. On December 1st, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan in Jakarta said,
Indonesia decided to suspend its membership in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC. The decision was taken in the 171st OPEC session in Vienna, Austria, Wednesday, November 30, following OPEC's decision to cut crude oil production, excluding oil condensate, to 1.2 million barrels per day. Of the decision, the OPEC session asked Indonesia to cut about 5% of its production, or about 37,000 barrels per day. On the same day, President Joko Widodo opened the National Conference on Corruption Eradication 2016. President Joko Widodo, in his speech on Thursday, asked for priority to eradicate corruption in the institutions and ministries that provide services to the community. Still on the same day, President Joko Widodo, in his speech when opening the National Leadership Meeting of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (Kadin) 2016 in Jakarta, saw a positive thing about foreign investors' confidence to the conditions in Indonesia through the economic growth in the country. On December 2nd, President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla joined together with participants of Super Peaceful Rally by performing Friday prayer at the square of the National Monument, Monas. After Friday prayers, President Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation to the participants of mass actions because the action was held peacefully. On December 7, Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla officially opened the 16th Asia and the Pacific Regional Meeting, APRM, of the International Labour Organization, ILO, in Nusa Dua, Bali. The meeting, which was closed by the Minister of Manpower, Hanif Dakiri, on December 9, was attended by over 450 delegates from 38 countries and international organizations. The meeting resulted in a draft of the Bali Declaration, which contains 23 points of agreement to achieve the decent work for all. On December 8, President Joko Widodo officially opened the 9th Bali Democracy Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali. In his speech, the president stated, "In the last few years, there have been various concerns among the countries in the world. Old and new conflicts continue in a number of countries. The conflicts are, among others, the struggle for the freedom in Palestine and the development of radicalism and extremism in various parts of the world. Therefore, it needs a forum to exchange ideas and experiences on these issues, namely through the Bali Democracy Forum." The 9th Bali Democracy Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali was closed by the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, A.M. Fahir, on December 9. This year's Bali Democracy Forum resulted 3 points, among others, maintaining and nourishing democracy, tolerance, and good governance. In this case, the media, especially social media, plays an important role. Listener, that was Kaleidoscope 2016. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year 2017.
My friends, stulur-stulur in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am Chevron Kartikromo, Chargé d'Affaires, Suriname Embassy to Indonesia, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2016. May we enjoy many more years together as friends, and I hope that with the will and the blessings of the Almighty, all your wishes will come true in the next year. Thank you.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Bandung, West Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Bandung, located in West Java Province, is well known with beautiful sceneries. Not only that, Bandung, which has a nickname Flower City, is also well known with various delicious culinary. Various typical foods, which are creations of local people, always become popular foods, which must be tasted. But there is also legend typical food, which still becomes favorite food, namely Kupat Tahu Gempol. Listener, Kupat Tahu Gempol is typical food which has been well known in Bandung. The real name of this food is actually Kupat Tahu, but in the past, stall which sold Kupat Tahu was located on Jalan Gempol. Because of that, finally people call its name with Kupat Tahu Gempol until now. This stall is still there until now. The stall, which has been built since 1965, is inherited from generation to generation. Because of this, the taste food doesn't change and always becomes favorite. Kupat Tahu Gempol always exists in every culinary festival, either in Bandung or other cities. It proves that this food is one of Bandung typical foods. Kupat Tahu contains of sprout and ketupat, which is smothered with peanut seasoning and spread by red shrimp paste crackers on it. Ketupat is a type of dumpling made from rice packed inside a diamond-shaped container or woven palm leaf pouch. Tahu or tahu, which is for this food, comes from Cibuntu, Bandung, which is well known to have soft texture and chewy. The tahu is fried medium. Style of Kupat Tahu Gempol is still visited by many people until now. The price of this food is not quite expensive. Interestingly, on the menu, this stall does not provide other menus. This stall only provides one menu, namely Kupat Tahu Gempol. For you who want to taste this food, please set your time to take holiday in Bandung and do not forget to stop to enjoy Kupat Tahu Gempol at the stall. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kupat Tahu Gempol. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you. dear heads and members of RRI Voice of Indonesia. I wish for all of you happy holidays, be healthy, and stay close to your loved ones, and try every time to look beyond the horizon of everyday life. I wish that the year 2016 will bring you new aspirations, new objectives, and as every beginning, fills your heart with hope for a little more happiness, prosperity, and other things that we think are good, positive. The beginning of the year is always special because whatever situation we find ourselves always make us go back to each other and to wish each other good and beautiful things. And every new beginning brings new opportunities for those who therefore dream more, to want harder, fight harder firstly, not less, to love more beautiful. Happy holidays and happy new year. With appreciation forever, Vicențiu Gheorghe from Romania.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Miscellany. Listener, Indonesia has various festivals such as art festival, culture festival, and also music festival. These festivals are always beautifully organized. Approaching the end of 2016, an impressive music event will be held in Lembang, Bandung, West Java on November 5, 2016. Today's miscellany is about La 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 Festival 2016, a music festival in Pine Forest. So stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Listener, spending your holiday in the first week of November 2016, you can visit Bandung to enjoy a music festival that will be different from usual music event. This music festival called La 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 Festival is held in Cikole Pine Forest in Lembang, Bandung, West Java. This festival offers different concept because it will be held with mountain scenery while you are listening to the songs and music from international or local musicians and singers. La 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 Festival present Codeline as the guest star, and the tickets were sold out. Not only Codeline, but also MYMP, Jasmine Thompson, Kate Ape, and Nexus also leaven this festival, broke by the group. Indonesian musicians will also participate in this festival, namely Maudy Ayunda, Teza Sumendra, Malik and the Essentials, and Kimoka. La 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 Festival will not only create enjoyable nuance for the visitors with food and beverage, but also with natural nuance and interactive games. There will be also lamps around the forest venue with to be enjoyed by the visitors in the night. This festival will also be a special moment for a band from Ireland, Codeline, and in fact, this festival is the first time for the band to hold an exclusive concert in Indonesia, which is La 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 Festival 2016. Well, it's not that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic La 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 Festival, Music Festival in Pine Forest. We meet again in another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
My friends, Christians in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am the Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia, Federico Salas. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Muchas felicidades, Feliz Navidad y un muy próspero Año Nuevo. Terima kasih.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
You're listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Fatin, an Indonesian talented singer. To initiate Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Aku Memilih Setia, or in English means I Choose to be Faithful by Fatin.
Semakin dalam
Listener, you have just listened to a song entitled Aku Memilih Setia, which tells about loyalty of a woman to her mate even though she finds a new love one. Fatin began her career in Indonesian music industry after she became the first winner of X Factor in Indonesia in 2012. At the time, she sang a song of Bruno Mars entitled Grenade in an audition of the singing talent competition. Fatin directly took public attention. Even Bruno Mars posted the audition video of Fatin into his official web. After the competition, Fatin shows more her existence by releasing her first album entitled For You in 2013, containing a number of hit songs. One of them is Jangan Kau Bohong, or English means Don't You Lie, which will be presented to you, and enjoy the song. Just on your phone, jangan kau bohong. Jangan kau bohongiku, jangan permainkanku. Ku tahu kau telah mendua, ku tahu semua tentang dia. Takkan memaafkanmu, meski kau membujukku. Terserah mau bilang apa, takkan ada yang percaya. Listener, that was Fatin with her song entitled Jangan Kau Bohong, or in English means Don't You Lie. Fatin really gives international touch in this song, In the song, which was produced by Australian musical producer Hayden Bell, Fatin invited New Kings to fill the rap. The easy listening lyrics and the R&B pop music are clearly felt in this song. Jangan Kau Bohong itself tells about a woman who does want to be cheated by her lover. It is Fatin's third single in her debut album entitled For You. Through this album, Fatin succeeded in winning 5 awards in Anugerah Musik Indonesia or Emmy Awards 2014. In late August 2016, Fatin was successful to bring Indonesia's name in the international music scene by winning DAF Big Apple Music Awards or BEMA in Hamburg, Germany for Best Asian New Female Act Award category. Listener, let's listen to the latest song from Fatin entitled Salahkah Aku Mencintaimu, or in English means Am I Wrong to Love You?
Tersirat apa yang akan terjadi. Kau ingin pergi dariku, meninggalkan semua kenangan, menutup lembaran cerita. Oh sayangku, aku tak mau. Ku tahu semua akan berakhir, tapi ku tak rela lepaskanmu. Kau tanya mengapa aku tak ingin pergi darimu, dan mulutku diam membisu. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Apakah yang harus aku lakukan untuk menarik perhatianmu lagi? Harus mengubah agar kau tetap di sini. Lihat aku, duhai sayangku. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.